Dealing on Shu'urim on Otzot Chaim, Baruch Hashem, we're in Sha'anach, which is on page Daf Lamed Amud Beis. It's Perik Aleph of Sha'anach. So says the Aziza, Nalzo Ata Le'inan Rishon. We're going to go back to the first inin that we spoke about.
Lamed Aleph.
Lamed Aleph, is it?
Lamed, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph.
Amud Aleph, okay. He says Amud Beis, okay. And in the Matuk Vidvash is actually the second Chelik Matuk Vidvash and Daf Aleph. So we're going to go back to speak about what we spoke about already from the Arafach, of how the Ibur of Za happens in Ima. As we go through, we'll explain. But now Za Atal Inan Rishon. We know that there are three stages of growth in Zah. Vem orot, nitzutzim, vekelim. There are three stages. Orot, nitzutzim, vekelim. Sorry, not stages, but rather factors that in Zah that need to be taken care of, need to be rectified. Vekol shlosha bechinas elo nichnasu b'toch mayri imo, litkashe v'litakim v'litchabe esham b'chinas ibo. We know that these three went into Ima in order to mitzkasher, v'nitztaken, v'nitzchaber, sham b'chines Ibo. So let me just fill in the... there's a lot missing here, so let me just fill you in. Again, so we had the Zayim Malachim Shemesu, right? Zayim Malachim Shemesu, they broke, and they fell down into what's called Bia, Bria Yitziasiya. Now... In order for them to make a tikkun, what needs to happen is that there has to be an aliyah from Bia into Atzilus. Okay, so that happens. So you find all now the Nitzutzes coming out, all three. That means the Shivre Kelim and the Nitzutzes, which went down to Mechayah the Kelim, come all the way back up. And where do they go? So this is where we're speaking about over here. It goes back into the sphere of Bina. The sphere of Bina is synonymous with Ima, and back in Ima, b'may Ima, that's where the Zayim Malachim shenishburu shemesu v'nifkemu, they're going to go back in there and get the final tikkun.
Where the
Ima is the source where they came out from, and Ima is where they were created, and that's where they're going to get the final tikkun.
As a gedra of rebirth or a matter of remade? I mean, what's
the difference? Rebirth and remade?
No, that's the wrong word. Well, no, it simply meant why does it have to go back? Why would that go to the Imra and the Abba?
Again, that's she created them and she can massacre them. She has the Koach. That's her Koach. That's a Koach. And therefore, all three facets of Zah need to be mitzaken. Dahainu, his kelim, his nitzutzim, and his all those three facets need to be mitzaken inside of him. So let's continue. V'lechem, nevar atem mokum kenisat shlosha b'chinas elu bebina besod ibu. We're going to define where exactly in Ima all these three facets are going to go into. Because we'll find three definitely distinctive differences in places in Bina. Ashabahem nichnasu shalosh bechinos za and iskan besod ibo. They go back into Ima besod ibo as if there's a new birth to this new birth, meaning not birth, but rather a new pregnancy. She is now holding the children back in her stomach again. Now he explains. Vohu halon is baya. Have we not explained already in Shah Zah Perik Beis? Shebina v'tfuna nichlolu v'nasi partuf ichad bilvat. Now we know our famous four boxes, which we spoke about many many times. Again, we'll just reiterate: four boxes are, which we call the four partufim, but in order to figuratively just to give a very rough mental image, we say that Abba Elohim is the first top box. Ima Elohim is the top left box. Yisro Saba is the bottom right box. And Tfuna is the bottom left box. So let's focus on the two left boxes, which is Ima Elohim and Tfuna. as I said many times, you can view them as two parts of, or you can view them as one part of. For our particular inyan over here of recreating recreating or rectifying Zayin Tachtoni that broke, we're going to consider these two boxes, these two parts of, as one part of. We're going to make them as one part, two names? No, all considered to be Bina. Nevertheless, even though we're going to view them as two parts of, and the Rav often tells us that you can still, in the background, you have to know that they're two parts of him. So again, even though we're going to view them as one part of, we view them as two parts of him. The Hainu. Then we're going to look, for example, Nafkamina, where's the Yesod, the Mokum Yesod of this Patsuf? So, if you look at this two Patsuf, it's very good. There's Yesod in the top Patsuf, and there's Yesod in the bottom Patsuf. But if you look at them as one Patsuf, therefore the Yesod would be actually in between Mamish, the two Patsuf.
Why?
Yeah, or just a bit lower, but basically in the Mokum that attaches both of them together. Now, theoretically, we have three mekoymes, three yesoides now. The yesoide was theoretically in the top box, which is in my line. We had a theoretical yesoide in the bottom box, and now we have an actual yesoide, which is a combination of both boxes. So we have three yesoides. Obazo, kumtorois, that these three facets of Zah, which is the shivre kelim, the nitzutzos, and the oros will be allocated to three different mekoymes, because those mekoymes are be'emes, the yesod. And that's where the rechem, that's where the mokum of tikkun happens in a bina, that's where all the bechinas will get the tikkun, back in the rechem. That's where they came from, and that's where, that is the mokum tikkun for all of them. So let's see that inside. So, v'hine halon izbara bina, we know that they often make one partsuf. There are three different mekomes. Echad hu mokom asher haya betchila bechinas yesod bina eliona biot nifredes min hatfuna. We know that bina eliona, that means imay lo, had her, was in the past, right before we joined them together, she had her mokum yesod over there when she was separate from tfuna. Vashenu b'mokum she'ayu b'tchila yesod tfuna, also yesod tfuna also had yesod. Vashlishu b'mokum chatach, which is the connecting point, she'ben ragle bina le tfuna. That's the way the Kerem Shlomo wants to explain that the mokum chatach, the yesod tefuna, mokum chatachu ata yesod shel bina aklolis. That's the time is that mokum ta is the mokum chatach is tak the mokum akloli hayesod of both parts of it.
Is it going right?
All of it's fine.
It's a sorrow.
No, it's not a sorrow. It's a
kach
mavua. Kach mavua and etzchai. It's not something we can be fearful about. Either it is not, and Kerem Shlomo is very bucky in etzchai, and that's what he said. Right, v'hine. Alpha b'she'at nitzchabu bina v'tuna b'partuf echad. Now, even though they're together now, im kozeh haroshem shel hamekoymes nitzkam nishar sham, kemo shekosu b'mokem acher, שאין לך שום אור שאין לו מניחו רשומו במקומו אף אחרי הסתלקו סו משם. Now you might have a question over here. You might ask, you know, so what are you telling me theoretically that the Yesod was up there and the Yesod was down there and now there's a new Yesod? At the end, the two previous Yesod is not counted b'chlam. The answer is that it's not true. Not true at all. In Kabbalah we always consider an or, which is, for example, the or of yesod, which was there originally, and that original mokum never leaves. And this is a huge yesod. And anybody has their own osra should underline this line, because it comes down many, many, many times. We find this in many different examples. The most famous example in the Kavanos of Pesach, when we speak about the oros were taken away from the Zah, anybody knows the Kavanos of Pesach, and there was a siluk or. And therefore, in Sfir Sa'omer, we go back and we start bringing back for the next 49 days, we bring down the all back into the parts of Zah for the next 49 days. Chesed de Chesed and so on and so forth, all the other Bechinas. Says the Torah's Chochem, But that can't be. How can we see there's a siluk of all? The Rav says in many different places in Sha'achaf, here in Sha'anach, we just saw it right now. She'ein chashumo, she'einu menich chashumo b'mkomo. Af lachis tal kusu mishalom. There's no such thing as siluk legamre. If there's no siluk legamre, then it's taken the all still there. Why did he bring it back? On that he says, we're not working on the pasuk. Now we're working on pasuk chagig klali. Sure. And he was, or in the Kavon is what I'm saying, I said. Okay, let's continue. V'hine, b'mokom sh'ay yesod bina sham nichnasu o'or. So therefore, where that mokom yesod the bina, that's what where the oros are going to go. B'mokom chatach nichnasu nitzutzos. B'mokom yesod the tfuna, where yesod tfuna was originally, what's going to go in there? The kelim. So it's from bottom to top, right? So kelim will be nichnas into the yesod the tfuna, which was originally there. Then in Mokum Chatach, you're going to have the Nitzutzot, and then higher up, you're going to have the Oiles, which is going to be in the Mokum where Imo was originally. Let's see that again. Mokum Yambina Nichnas the Oiles, Mokum Chatach Nichnas the Nitzutzot, but Mokum Yesod the Tvura Nichnas the Kalim, Biot Shlosha Mekom as Elu, Behem Shlosha Bechinas Kinis Kalim. Vezen Nikra Bechinas Ibo Shazar Bemae Bina. Very good. So therefore, again, to reiterate, all the oilers and all the kalim and all the sutras raised up, and then went back into Ima, where in Ima, again, the three positions, where we just three different yesoidas went in, everyone in respective place. V'hine, poshutu sheshloshu b'chinas ha'elu, ein zman tikunim shavim. Okay, now what about the zman? How long does it take to the Mesakin Kalim? How long does it take to Mesakin Nitzutzus? And how long does it take to Mesakin the Oilers? It's not all the same Zman. Sha Kalim Tzurichim Zman Rav Litzakin. Venitzutzus Pochot Mehem. Va'ol Zman Mu'at Mehem. Again, three daggers. Kalim, Nitzutzus, and Oilers. Kalim need, we'll see, 12 months. The Nitzutzus will see the next 9 months. And the Oilers take only 7 months. Why is that? So the Kalim Shlomo explains... Not mistaken, the Kalim Shlomo explains that the reason, one of the reasons, there are many reasons why the Kalim broke. One of the Leshman says, I think, if I'm mistaken, says there's 18 different reasons why. One of the famous reasons is because they were seeing impurities in the spheres as they came out of the Enam Da'ak. They were premature and they had what's called the Sigim inside of them. Since the majority amount of Sigim impurities were in the Kalim, therefore it takes 12 months to get them out. Okay. Nitzutzus had less sigim, says the Kalim Shlomo, and the oilers also need a zman, even though there was no particular pagam in them, but they're just waiting around until that level of keli becomes ready. And he adds in that why does it take 7 months for the oilers? The oilers have no pagam or no shvir in the oil is all, because it's waiting for the time that it's going to get its tosefes ma uben. Those who know the Kabbalists know what I mean. As also we saw in Etz Chaim, in Osos Chaim beforehand, that from the Metzach Ak is going to come what's called a Ma Chodesh, and from the Anayim, the Ben, the Teisha Sfiros, the Hashlomas of Teisha Sfiros, a Ben which did not break, they're going to come out to be Mashlim, whatever was missing originally. Says the Rav Vayta, V'hine, Pashut Hu, Sheshlosha Bechinas Eilu, Ein Zman Tikun M'shavim, Sheakim Tzchirin Zman Rav Litaken, like I said, Nitzuz Pocht Mehem, and Orzim Zman Boat. The oros only need 7 months to fix them. And after that, they're finished. They take 12 months. Now they explain to Mefarshim that it doesn't mean that it takes them 12 months or 9 or 7 months to finish completely, but rather every month, as we'll see later on, every month fix another sphere. As we'll see.
What do you mean?
For example, the oilers. 7 months. It takes 7 months to massacre the oilers. How many spheres broke? 7. So every month is another sphere that gets massacred. Says the Mepharshim, what happens once it gets massacred? It goes into its kalim. Now the chiddush is that even though kalim takes 12 months, it takes more than a month for each one, nevertheless, the oilers can still go in and they wait. They mitzamtzem themselves. And they wait. That's what the Kalim Shlomo says. Shiesh ba'olam, and therefore we find taka bizmanenu, bizmanenu. She said in olam agashvi, we find taka these three types of typical types of evil pregnancies. We find zman sheva, right? 7 months, a woman can be pregnant 7 months and gives later, as yoledes. We find a woman zman teishach, vizman yud beis shonim. We find a lady can hold on for 12 months, as the Gemara says, kiniska b'gemara, the Gemara yivom estav pei. Hahi uvda dishtoi ad yud beis yochei. A woman taki kept a child in her stomach for 12 months. V'asherei rabbe v'tosefta v'tosfa. The child was the bali yotze midin sayam, and the woman gave birth after 12 months, and they taki the tanya, the baby was a mamzer. Taki a mamzer. Why? Because they said she should have given birth after 9 months. Why should 12 months? Must have been much later. Must have been she remarried. She must have got. She must have mezaneh while her husband was away. And Rav said, no, it's not shreve b'chalal. It's shach to have a 12-month pregnancy. Okay, let's continue. Now, v'bir ininu ki be'emes ha'emes hu she'ein ha'oretz nigmorim l'taken ad gemar sheva chadoshim. We find that ein ha'oretz nigmorim. Let's start with the oros. We're going to misaken the oros. Now, it takes 7 months in order for the oros to be misaken. Aval hey, matzchil misaken mitchila v'sheva ktsas. Like I said to you, we don't wait till the 7 months are over in order to finish them completely, but rather they finish off immediately after every month. Ad nigmon sofa sheva. Ki b'chodesh rishon nitaken ktsasom. Ad nechnasem b'tocha keilim. בחודש השני, אז נוסע מיקס בחינס אורס שניתנו אז, ניתקנו אז, באופן שבכלולוס השבע חדוש הם נגמרו כל האורות להתקן ולהיכנס בתוך הכלים. At the end, every month, another sphira, and they go in progressively into the kelim. That's part of the tikkun process for the oros. Now, what about the tikkun process for the nitzutzos? וכן עד על זה הוא בניצוצות שנתקנים מעט ונכנסים בכלים הגמר 9 חודשים. Now we know the ניצוצות takes 9 months. שאז נגמרו לתקן להיכנס בתוך הכלים, ואחר כך נשארים שם עם הכלים עד גמר יוד בייס חודש. And they sit there after 9 months, they still go in the כלים, as we said, progressively, and they sit there for 9-12 months until the כלים are completely done. Because in the tzutzos, even though they're mesukin, they cannot do anything without the kelim. Shenigmer ramgam b'chinas kelim. Ve'az nola davla ve'yotzi v'chutz le'avia olam bevokam avuilo. And therefore, after 12 months, everything is mesukin, right? Already after 7 months, the oil is mesukin. 9 months, the tzutzos are mesukin. After 12 months, everything is done and they come out from the imam. Yeah. Now, where do they go after they come up from Ima? So, if we remember from Sha'ati, they go all the way back into Bia. Believe it or not, all the Patsu from the same there, they go back into Bia all the way down there. They're yearning from the Dadi Benema. Remember what the Dadi Benema are? Dadi Benema are the Netzahod, the lowest Chalokim and Netzahod of Atik. Atik goes down in order to nurture the Patsufim and the Olamas Atachtonim in order to keep them alive. And then after that, they go. And the yearning from the Dadi Odom. Nevai ata ech matzchin itakem kol shlosha b'chinas. Now we're going to explain how all the three b'chinas v'neema sheposhutuk b'shlosha yamim. Now we're going to go progressively through the tikkun process now. More detail. Now we know that tchila shlosha yamim arishonim nikroim shloshes yamei klita. We all know what that is. That it takes in order for a successful birth klita to happen, you need 3 days. Those are the make or break. It either is going to be a klita between zera ducha and zera nukva, or there won't be a klita. Those are the 3 days. Now it happens as follows: as maschil nikanes ksat orot veksat nitzutim bekelim kavan isbay leer shekol shlosha bechinas nitkinim me'at. So let's explain one by one. Here we go. Now v'hinei. Now the anach, which is the oros netutzos kelim avza, kulam nechlolim v'nasu b'chinas tlat kelilan tlat. Now let's just remind ourselves what is tlat kelilan tlat. We learned this process already, and that is when the netzach hod yesod, the child's legs are folded over onto his chagas, right? So his right leg on his right side of his chagas, left leg on the left arm, and then his middle on his on the tiferet. That's the way it goes. His sole on the tiferet. Now, why is that happening? In order to make a tikkun. Now, when does that happen? That's when Arich raises up his legs. Remember the halboshu. You have Arich in the background. You have Abba on the right hand side by the golan ad achazir. Well, add the tubal for this particular example. So here's Abba on the right hand side till the chazir to the tubal. Ima's on the left hand side to the tubal all around 360. Right, and Arch is in the background, and then from the Nahi down, from the Tibul down to the Oled, the Raglaim is Zanuk, or all the way down there. So just imagine when Al-Khampin lifts his legs up and touches his chest, what's going to happen is that automatically Zah is going to lift up his legs and touch his chest, and therefore it comes out that Zah will be between Al-Khampin and Abba V'Ima, because he's going to go lift up his legs. Zah, which is attached to the legs, will go inside of Abba V'Ima, and therefore it's as if Abba V'Ima are giving birth to Zah. Zah is considered to be as Ibo to Abba V'Ima. Let's see that inside. V'Hine, Nizbale, Ki Anach Kulam Nichlolu V'Nasu B'Chinas Tlat Klilon Tlat V'Elbishu L'Nai Da'arich V'Abba Mechase Alem Malbisham Mitzad Yamin. Abba is on the right hand side. The ima mitzad small, ima is on the left hand side, 360, right? 180 degrees on the front hand side, 180 degrees on the left hand, on the back side. V'nimtza shemachtzitz elu abechinas omdim betoch abba, amachatzitom betoch ima. Zah now will be half on the abba side and half on the ima side, once it's between the arach and the abba ima. V'hine abba notnim kulam le'ima v'shlosh le'imei klita kemoshi izbaya. So Abba will give, as is known, Abba will give his zera over to Ima, and Ima after that will give over her zera, and there was going to be a klita. There's going to be a klita. Let's continue. V'ina kevan izbaya le'el shekol pgam v'shvira v'amisa she'ira le'elu asheva malochim haya l'siba pirud asher b'neihem. Again, like the lesson says, there are many different reasons. One reason we gave already because there was too many stigim. Another reason why they broke is because there was no communication between them. There was no yichud between them. They're all the pirud, benayim, and there was no connection. The yotzu zeh agavay zeh shelo kedera kavim. The zayin tachtonim came down. Bechad samchaz it kom. V'lemala b'sha'a atik yomim, which is in Perek Hei. Drush Asfekes, that we know, Beda Darishon, those who are with us in the Shah Atik. Sheyesh Beresha Doloit Oda, the Loit Oda, that's the Resha that we had all the Sfekes in. Nisba'er Pirush Der Kavim Mainyonim. If you look over there, you remind yourself of what Der Kavim means. Az Hayu Nikraim Rishuta Rabin Besod Pirush. So let me just explain this now. There's two mesogim that the Arizal borrows from Hichas Trumim, Hichas Shabbos is Rishus Rabim, Yishus Yachid. What's Yishus Rabim? Yishus Rabim, as we know, is a mokum where there is no connection between people. You just walk around with no particular connection. It's a mokum hefker, basically. And therefore, there's no connection, no yichud. That is Bebechinas Tohu. Tohu. Mashiachin. If it's just a yochid which connects everybody, it's a common ground where people live there in unity, a family, for example. Therefore, that's considered a shusha yochid and a mokum tikkun. Why is it tikkun? Because where there's unity, where there's communication, there is prosperity, there's strength, there is success. The success is in numbers, right? When there's unity, that's poshut. So therefore, it says the Rav like this, as follows. That what happened over here is that the reason why they broke is because they were bechat samcha, one under the other. Masha Enkin, when they come with their shusha yochid, meaning they come with communication, with a yichud, they come with their kavim olosavin. And we'll explain that a bit more as we go along. What is that yisod of kavim? Why is that so important? Why is that more on tikkun? V'nimsa. שבחינת תיקון הוא לחבם יחד, שיהיו בחינת קווים מאירים זה בזה. So here you go, that's the yesod. The yesod of קווים is one is מאיר on the other, means there's communication, there's ha'ora. They're working together with miska like Zohar, like a perfect weight on the scales. Everything's balanced. Ze al yedei ze yelem tikun. Ve al yedei ze yelem tikun. Ve havin ma'od akavim ma'inyonim. Ve ein ze ika tikun. Ve ech, sorry, ech ze ika tikun. Ve zachol ze she titzrech l'eilo v'kama mekoma. Since Arizal, remember this cloud I just told you. I gave you the secret of tikun. And you're going to take this all through its time with you. But he doesn't necessarily repeat himself. V'hini, kasher olu elu asher v'malochim b'shlosha b'chines hit litaken b'sod ibo b'toch abba v'ima k'nizka. When these b'chines went up from the olamas atachtonim, nimtza chesed netzach v'chatzi tiferet v'chatzi yesod v'chatzi amalchot hayemoni omni b'toch abba. So if you think about it, again, there are seven spheres. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Umalchut. Now, half of that Kav would go on the other side. Chesed, Netzach, those two for sure go on the right-hand side, because they're on the right-hand side. And even in the middle of the Kav, we're going to split it in half. Gevura, sorry, Tiferet, Malchut, Tiferet, Yesod, Umalchut, we're going to split it in half. Half for Abba, and half for Ima. Again, this is when then Atik is raising up, Ari is raising up his leg, it's going to go betoch Ima. V'hine, b'yom rishon shel klita, what's going to happen yom rishon be'etzen? Nitchabu yachad otam mechatzayim shayu betoch Abba v'ayu le'achedim, le'achadim, v'nechlolim chesed benetzach v'yesod b'tiferet. All of them are going to connect as he's raising up his legs, therefore his netzach is going to go on top of his chesed. V'yesod b'tiferet, yesod and tiferet are going to connect, and malchut b'yesod also going to connect. V'nitkashu b'bechinas kavim ze b'ze b'yach. So you're going to have automatically kav yamin which developed, and you're going to have kav emtsoi, half of it anyways. V'ach kav b'yom ha'sheni shel klita, what's going to happen on the second day of klita? Nechaachdu v'nitkashu yachad chatzayim shepotochim ze b'ze. Say exact same thing. While he's lifting his leg, therefore the hod is going to connect up to the bina, and we're going to have the exact same situation: the yesod to tiferet and the yesod to malchut. That's all going to connect up. Now we have kav small and also the ashlam of kav yamin. Now what's going to happen on the third day of the yemei klita? After kav biyom shlisha nitkashu yachad otem shebetoch abba im oitzem shebetoch ima. As nitan abba leima machtis shayu bo, v'nitza sheza notum v'toch ima besov gimel yimei klita. Omnam kol zehu b'chinas kelim. All this is b'chinas kelim. Now, what's going to happen again? The Mefarshim explains what exactly the zivug process is. First is the zivug menube and that of za. Za is mezavik chokma binam bezivug menube. That makes its aliyah on the right hand side. Ima is also going to have a zivug menube between the chokma bina, and that's going to miss all of her to make a zivug. And then finally, there's going to be a physical zivug between them, and Abu will be mashpia onto her. His tipa and her tipa were going to mingle together. That's going to be the klita, and that's going to be the tikkun of the keli. And the Mefarshim explained that automatically the oilers and the netzutzim will have their own tikkun. That's the Kerem Shlom the Oiz Zayin. That their tikkun is going to happen automatically due to this process.
The tifer is the mokum chibul.
Sorry?
The tifer is the mokum chibul.
The mokum chibul?
Chibul between the two.
No, the tipa is the zera. The tipa is the zera, and the mokum chibul is the yesoides. The yesoides of mezavik. That's the mokum chibul. And he's passing like a physical zivug, and he's going to pass the zera.
What's it meant? Normally the zera is machava to the beitzer.
Right.
And therefore comes a new thing.
Right, in her. Where's the mokum chibul? I don't know what you're talking about. Between Abba ve'im or between the where does mokum chibul between the two zera, the two tipim happen? The chibul between the two tipim, his tipa and her tipa, will happen in ima. Like a normal zivug. Vida. Shebechinas the Hitzkash was a kelim ve'achdusam. Dusam haya ali de zivug. Like he said right now, this kashrut will happen ali de zivug. Shins davgo abba ve'ima. The abba not in tipim the ducha. Ve'ima tipa the ducha. He's going to give his tipa. She's going to give her tipa. Ali de ze nitzkashru sheva kelim. They're all going to get together. All that again. That's it. So the tikkun to get them all the mashvut to give them the yuchud gomo. Asher kva ayu ba'olam etchila nitkenu al yadayim. That's going to be the tikkun that abba will do with ima. V'nirlean is dat echaim shetipas eluhem b'mchines ma achadosh. Dr. Rav Chaim Vital interjects over here, and he wants to say be'etzim is that the tikkun that's happening over here, the tipas that we're speaking about, asher al yodim nitkam ben kiniska le'el. Is this what is the contribution of Abba v'Ima? We say tikkun, 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 but what is this tikkun process? Says Rav Chaim Vital, this is the ma achadosh comes out from the metzach. And this is the Sfiros of Ben, which is coming to the end nine, the Ashlama, which is going to be Mashlim, the Malchus, the Ben that broke. That is the contribution of Abba v'Ima. Now let's continue. V'Afrika, Nigmor Litakin, I came in the Yud Beis Chodoshim, Yud Beis Chodesh, Keniska Le'ev. That's the Kelim when it takes 12 months, and once that's done, all the other Bechinas are done, obviously. But you know, I have Sheva Kelim Nimsa. Being a Sheva Kelim, we know there's seven Kelim that broke, right? From Chesed to Malchut. Nimsa Shekol Ves Kum Toroi. So if you have seven Kelim in 12 months, how many days would that take for each one? 51 days and a half. That's what it comes out to be. That every 51 days and a half, Nidkan Kelim Sfira Achas. So 51 days and a half times 7 is how much? 360 days. 51.5 times 7 is 360 days, which is 12 months. Which is 12 months. The Emesticker calculation, though, is 360 days and a half a day, 0.5. And why is he not bringing this half a day? Says the Shemin Sosan in Ois Vav that since it's only half a day, lo chosh leze. Therefore, he didn't bother saying it because it's only a half a day. Okay, let's continue. Omnam, bechinas oros hem oros sheva chodoshim, nirsa shekol chodesh nitkan o echa. This is what I told you. For the oros, there are seven kelim we said they broke, 7 months for the tikkun. That means every month takes another. Every sphere will be. So the first month would be Chesed, second month would be Gvur. The Imtaski Tavin Kishlosha Chodoshim Arishonim, whose man Heker Ibo, we know that's a Heker Ibo for the first 3 months. Kemoshom Chazal, the Kemosh is Baal Kaman. The Inabaem Nitkin Shlosha Oats, Chesed, Tiferet, Vyesod. Now, even though this is counterintuitive, because usually we would say Chesed, Gvura Tiferet, but those are the first three. So why are we saying it's Chesed Tiferet Yisod? Lefisha Tiferet Yisod Hem Kavim Tzoi Shem Rachamim Lechem Hem Nitkenim Tchila Ima Chesed Shu Kav Yamin. So interesting enough, the first three Sfirot, every month is another Sfirot and every Or, another Or, which is Mesuken, but it won't be the first three, but rather the most Rachamim Dika Orus, which gets Mesuken first. That's Chesed and Gvura, and then finally it's going to be Chesed, Tiferet, and Yesod. Now you would have thought maybe it would be Netzach. That's going to be his next point over here. Netzach is not, even though it's on the right hand side, it's Rachamim, it should be the first candidate, or the second candidate, or the third candidate. Nevertheless, it's not even a candidate at all for the first type of Tikkunim. Why? Says the Arizal, Omnam netzach afilu kav yamin eino afilu shu kav yamin eino nitkan betchila lifi shu bechinas raglayim v'gam lifi shu koshu behod. So two times. First of all, it's the last part. And the Farshim explains, since it's the last part of za, that's where the chitzonim get their chiyus. And since we don't want to deprive the chiyus of the chitzonim because we're mevatlim, therefore there's no bechira anymore, there's no point being here anymore. So we have to keep them alive. So that's why they come up last with the tikkun. Another reason is because the kosher to yisod. We know that netzer and hod, we said many times, is tre palaga de gufa, the two sides of the same coin. And since hod is not going to get a tikkun straight away, therefore, e efsha, that Netzach Sheger because of two sides of the coin. And we see this idea by in Shas Shemois, for example, and Per Gimel Shas Shemois and Etz Chaim. There we find that the Keli Chitzon of Netzach is what? Netzach Hod is the same Keli, the same name of the Keli, and it's called Tzevakos. And interesting enough, that Netzach Tzevakos is the name of the Keli. It's no smaller than that. Now, Netzach will take half of that word, and Hod will take half of the word. Just to show, prove the point that it's Tchei Palik of the Gufa, they don't have two separate Kelim, but rather they share the same Kelim. Now, the Kamosha Kosa Bedrush Inan Behade Hutza Lake Kruva. The Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph. Interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that when you're picking Kotzim, you're and the sakening the kotzim, which are poking into your vegetable, here with this particular case is the kruv, that it's lo yumole, that you'll be able to take out without effect, that you take out the kotzim, how do you say kotzim in English?
Thorns.
These thorns without affecting the kruv. And therefore, that's the exact same example that he's bringing over here. That's what the Arizal brings out. The hanem al netzach v'hod she'enu mitchabrim legamre ad zman yinika shemin ha'yosem dam chozrim liot chalov v'yonke mazah ad nigmon litaken al yidei ein sham. So the two palgi the gufa, the two sides of the same coin. You can't mistake one with the other. Sort of you're ripping one from the other. And we know the whole inan over there as well. It's more than that, because we know the netzer hod enu mizbarim legamer ad zman yinika. We know this is the whole zman yinika, 24 months, as we'll explain later on. Zman yinika, shemin heyos dam chozrim liyoschalov. We know that the psoilus of all the birurim, what's going to happen is going to come out from ima bederech psoilus. That's the dam nida, and the other part of the dam is going to stain her and become chalov. And that is where the Zah will be yonik. That's Nimgon, and therefore that's going to be the Gemar Tikkun, as we'll see later on, regarding the Tikkun of Zah. Okay, let's continue. Now, Bechinas or Bechinas and Nitzutzot Tzoch Bahem Biur Rochov. Now, so far we spoke about the Kelim take 12 months. We spoke about the Oros that take 7 months. Now, the Nitzutzot, the truth of the matter is we spoke a lot about the Nitzutz. We spoke about the Rafach, Shah Rafach. We had 4 Shiurim on Shah Rafach. Actually 5 Shiurim Shah Rafach. And it's kind of, there's another, the 6th Shah over there. And that's what he's referring to over here, the Nitzutz. Bechinas Nitzutz Tzav Bahem Bio Rav. V'utoloi B'dusha Rafach Nizbaya Le'el. But we spoke about it at length. V'sham Nizbaya Shah Rafach. And it's just a quick summary as he's referring to us right now. We categorize the 288 nitzutzim into 4 categories. Ches is connected av, gvura is connected tzag, tifel nesahod is connected ma, and then malchus is connected bet. Those are the 4 major categories. That's ab. That's ab the ab, ab the sag, ab the ma, ab the ben. That's 72 times 4 is what? 288. Ab Nitzutzot b'kol echad. V'hine, shlosha rishonim shem ab sag ma. We know that the first 3 categories belong to Zah. Those are connected Zah. Hem Zah levad kinizka le'el. Shem b'chines chesed ab, v'gvua ab, v'tiferet im nahi ma. Those are all connected, those b'chines. But the last b'china of ben, as we know, who nukva de Zah. V'aven hakdam azu heitev. ונמצא כי שלושה שמות אלו אב, סג ומה הם ניצוצות ונכנסים באלו הכלים דזה לחיוסם ואחר כך נווה עניון נוקבה בזאת השם. So therefore that completes our first parak of Shah Anach, that we see that the kelim and the ניצוצות and the oros are mesukin through this process of going back into Ima and all the time that it takes. Okay, Mr. Shem, next time we'll get into more detail in Sha'anach Paragraphs. Shkoyach.